Good morning. We're continuing with Yadam Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Tes. We're talking about Grama. So we've put multiple different kineshes into the halachas over here, and let's see if we can pull it all together up to this point. So the approach of most poskim is like the Rebbeinu Chananel, that the idea that we can use Melachos Machshavos to be mechayev a person on an action which elsewhere in the Torah is considered a grama, and the person would be potter, and Shabbos the person is going to be chayev. That is the accepted approach. And therefore, Melachos Machshavos would allow a action which is normally considered a grama to be chayev on Shabbos. But we're going to put four limitations on that. One is that the process has to start immediately. There can't be a time lapse between a person starts the action, and there's a time lapse before it takes place. That'll be considered a grama. If there's no time lapse, then we can potentially call it his maisa through based on the concept of Melachos Machshavos. It's only considered Melachos Machshavos if the person is trying to do it, and he wants it to happen. So you've met the definition of the Zera Emes, that it starts right away. The definition of the Eben Oizer, that the person is intending to do it. The definition of the Avnei Nezer, that the person wants the outcome. And on top of all that, we have the Achiezer, that it has to be something which has a certain element of being normal to do it this way, but something which would be Derech Mikra. It's not a normal way that you set up the system. That's not called Maisa, that's called Grama. Let's clarify one more point. So here we've been saying multiple cases where, according to Menachem Rishonim, Shabbos is going to be Chayev, even though by other halachas of the Torah it's going to be a Pater. There seems to be a Gemara which says the opposite. The Mor Baba Kama introduces the following case. Reuven takes a Shimon's animal and brings Shimon's animal to stand next to Levi's pile of grain. And so Shimon's animal starts eating from Levi's pile of grain. So Reuven's going to argue that he didn't do it. The animal did it. And person is chayev for his animal. He's chayev the lacha of Dinin Ezekin. His shor is mazik. His bor is mazik. His esh is mazik. He says, it's not my animal. It belongs to Shimon. So Reuven should be potter. And Mor says that he's chayev. There's a machlokes b'shanim. Which of the avos and zikin is he chayev for? Tosha says, this is a form of shame. One of the arba avos and zikin is being mazik, the animal is being mazik by eating. So that's the only case. It's his own animal. The chiddush of this Gemara is even when he uses somebody else's animal, puts the other person's animal in that situation, since it's definitely going to happen, he's chayev for the mazik of shame. The Gemara says in Mubakama that the mazik of shame, if the animal is eating in Rishus Rabim, the owner is potter. So based on that, this is the mazik of shame. Rishus Rabim, he would be potter. But the Rashi comes along and says, no, that the animal is a eating machine. And the person brought the eating machine next to the grain, it's like he's using the koach of the animal to eat. So that's Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is chayev Rishus Rabim. So HaMamin Behemtoi Al-Kamas Chaveroi. Reuben takes Shimon's animal and brings it next to Levi's standing wheat. So Reuben's chayev because of Adam HaMazik. That's how the Rashi understands. So we seem to have a Gemara according to the Rashi, which says if a person brings an animal to eat something, it's like he's causing it to happen, and he's held chayev. So what's the question? The Mor in Shabbos says that a person can take when the Torah says that animals should not do work on Shabbos. There's a din of shvisa on the animal. So that means the definition of work, the same way we define for a human being, for a adult male, we apply to the animals as well. So we said the animal cannot do work on Shabbos. It means it cannot do one of the lametes melachos. Can't do it so. So you can't help use the animal to carry something because it's doing her saw, etc. So the Mora says maybe that means that for Shabbos you have to keep your animal locked up in the stall. Mora says no, you can take your animal out to pasture. You can take your animal out to the field, bring the animal to the field, and be mime of the animal. Stand up, bring the animal to stand next to the field. That's the core of the case of Baba Kama, which is the Mora says of Baba Kama. He brings the animal to next to the grain. So the person brought the animals and said, Adamamazik. And now by Shabbos, we're saying that it's mutter. So what's the difference between the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Chav Beis? That the person, it could be Maimon, his behemoth, by the pasture, and the Mora Baba Kama, and Daf Nunvav, when the Mora says that a person, if he's Maimon, the behemoth, the Kamas Chaveroi, he's Chayiv, according to the Rashba, as Adam Amazik. So we're going to leave you here with a cliffhanger. We have to clarify, answer this question in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.